Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we got a great 3 hours tonight. We got it all, NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball. But before we get to all of that, before we get to the sports, the fun in the games, obviously something that happened outside of the world of sports today, Rob Parker. And that was impacting sports, though. There's no doubt about it. Derek Chauvin, former officer Derek Chauvin, now a convicted murderer, as he was found guilty on all three counts in his murder of George Floyd. And I, for one, am glad that justice was served. I thought it was pretty clear what happened. And I think that this is a good day for our country, which obviously needs a lot of healing, and a large segment of our country, of which you and I are part African Americans, certainly feel better about our chances of getting justice, because everybody that saw that video, just about, had the same feeling. That
I'm
is
glad
terrible.
You said just about. Yeah.
Right. It's a few out there, but come on. And the way, Rob, the smugness with which he did it when he had his knee on Chauvin's neck was like he knew he was going to get away with it. And obviously he didn't. And so hopefully this will deter, and I believe it will, others who might have done similar things to not do it. And that's all we want. We want just treatment, fair treatment under the law. And I think that we went, we took a step in that direction today, Rob.
No doubt. It'll never bring back George Floyd. He will wind up having an impact on this world, changing this country in some aspects. Chris, I had tears in my eyes today. I just did. It really touched me because I don't think people really understand like our plight. Like, it doesn't matter that you went to school, that you got a master's degree, that you have two college degrees, Chris, you have a good job, you're a good person. It that stuff doesn't matter when you're out on the street and a cop pulls you over. I don't know how many times I got to tell you that. You don't, that none of that matters. It just doesn't. And people can say, oh, if you just do the right thing, everything will be all right. Well, George Floyd had a checker. No, nobody had. I don't care what your past is.
Right.
Or your present, Chris. That wasn't police work. That was murder. There's a difference, Chris. Both of us. Bad people are doing bad things. Cops need to step in.
Absolutely.
Right? No ifs, ands, or buts. I don't care what color they are. Bad people should be taken care of. But there was no reason for George Floyd to suffer for 9+ minutes under that dude's knee. I can't even say his name. It was criminal. It was
Absolutely.
Murder. It was wrong. And I had tears, Chris, because I've been pulled over. I've felt uncomfortable in situations, know what it's like. And I know a lot of people that just don't understand it. They don't want to understand it. It's different for us. And this was some justice. A start, but it is some justice because you just said it, Chris. The reason he was so smug is that normally it's so hard to get a conviction on a cop. Absolutely. No matter what they do, no matter right. what they do, Chris, you know it. You don't have cops on the stand like we had in this trial. And I love what the attorney general of the state of Minnesota, who happens to be black, said. He said, "No one is below the law or above the law," and right. he's right. You right. could be a cop. You could do it, Chris. If you commit a crime, I don't care. You should be prosecuted if you commit a crime. That's what happened to George Floyd, and I don't know. I got emotional and had a lot of thoughts. We saw people take to the streets. You don't think people, you think, Chris, people take to the streets just because? You know what has to move you to get people to get out of their houses to go do that?
Right.
You know, what we saw in 2020, Chris, unprecedented, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
In this world where things are better than they were in the 60s, and the water hoses and dogs and stuff like that. But still, people were that moved by this because it was just wrong. And anybody today who could look at that and think that's police work, there's something wrong with you, because that ain't police work.
Rob, let me read to you, and it's not long, but the law enforcement oath of honor. Because you just mentioned, what is police work?
Yeah.
Well, here's what it says police work should be. The law enforcement oath of honor that obviously all policemen take. On my honor, I will never betray my integrity, my character, or the public trust. I will always have the courage to hold myself and others accountable for our actions. I will always maintain the highest ethical standards and uphold the values of my community and the agency I serve. Everybody, if they would be honest, looking at that video, Rob,
right.
knows that every word of that oath was betrayed.
Every single word. Even the three cops who were also there, Chris,
yes.
who allowed it to go on. Those guys are going to go have their day in court, and they will be found on some charges of negligence. Because they didn't step in. They knew what was going on was not right. And just for the record, I'm not some anti-police hating dude who whatever. My family, Chris, in New York, filled with cops. The New York City detectives and police officers, okay? My brother's an FBI agent, was a cop in Atlanta. So I have cops in my family. And they wear the uniforms and the badge with respect and honor. That's not a cop doing what he's supposed to do. So that's why he's going to wind up in the same place that he put other bad people.
Yep.
Because he's a bad person. And that's where bad people belong.
And Rob, I was hoping for justice. And I always hope for justice. When we've talked about the Deshaun Watson situation. We don't know what happened. He came out with his statement a couple days ago. And honestly, Rob, to me, it sounded convincing. I mean, he's very adamant that he's innocent. He sounds very convincing. The women, when they spoke, sound convincing. So I have no idea what happened. I just hope that justice is served.
That's all we want.
That's all I hope for. And when the leagues, Rob, and they were wise to do this, but the NBA and the other leagues started preparing, right? There were stories about how they're preparing for the verdict. That started making me really wonder, is this thing going to go the opposite way? The president said he hoped, right? He's hoping that the right choice was made. I mean, there was some doubt. Shouldn't have been doubt. And when the verdict was, when the jury came about his decision fairly quickly, that made me think, okay, they did what ended up happening. Because it was quick, you know what I mean?
Right, Chris, I'm with you. A quick jury deliberation, right? They're not messing around.
Right.
I think they saw it. Chris, it was overwhelming. That's what President Biden said. He's right, overwhelming. You had the testimony from the police chief and other cops who say this isn't police work, right? This isn't why we wear the badge. And you know, on most cars around this country, police cars, Chris, it says to protect and serve.
Thank you.
Protect and serve. And you can't, if you're afraid of black and brown people, you shouldn't be a cop.
No.
You can't do it. You can't. If your first reaction is that I'm gonna shoot first and ask questions later, that ain't police work. That ain't you. That you're in the wrong profession. And unfortunately, that's what we've had happen. So it is a day of some justice, a stepping stone, Chris, to some other thing, maybe some other legislation. And just the one thing that I hope goes on from this is that other cops will be brave enough to point out the bad apples. That's it. Not all
you
cops
hope
are
that
bad.
That code of silence, as they call it, the blue wall of silence, that it'll be broken because it shouldn't exist. You should be about, as I read, honoring the law enforcement oath of honor. That should be the only code, period. And let me say this, Rob, before we end this segment. Because there might be some out there. Oh, look at how much murder's going on in the black community and you're worried about this. Look, these are two separate things. Nobody's saying that we bat an eye or we're not concerned about civilians killing civilians. That's a problem, yes. And it needs to be dealt with and handled too. But when a police officer, Rob just said it, they're paid to protect and serve. When someone whose job is to protect and serve civilians is killing innocent civilians and unarmed civilians, and you hear cops say it, Rob, after they get caught, well, they got to get their day in court. Well, give George Floyd his day in court.
Exactly.
Jacob Blake his day in court. Eric Garner his day in court. Maybe they're guilty of something. We don't know. But give them their day in court. It is different when a police officer kills an unarmed citizen than when a citizen kills another citizen. Both are bad. Both are unfortunate. But it's more serious and worse when a police officer whose job is to protect and serve does it. That's what we're saying.
No doubt. Spot on. It ain't the same thing. We understand there's going to be crimes and bad guys or whatever and crime. And Chris, stop with the black on black crime narrative, okay? Chris, can somebody go pull up the FBI stats? 90% of all black people are killed by other black people. 83% of all white people are killed by white people. It ain't a race thing. You know who you know people kill, Chris? People they're around, people who they live with, people they love, spouses, friends. It has nothing to do with race. I've never heard white-on-white crime in my life on the news. Have you? Have you ever heard that term?
Nope. Never.
83%. These aren't Rob Parker numbers. Go to the FBI and look them up.
It's true. It's
period.
True. All right. Well, we're going to get into some sports after this. We just had to share. This is such an important trial. I mean, obviously, you got the – how often after a trial do you have the president and vice president talking about it?
Oh, yeah. That's
so
how big it is.
That's how big this is. We had to address it. And we will get into sports. We got the Odd Couple crew, DJ Alex Teichert, on the ones and twos, super producer Rob G in the house, and my man, Ralph Irvin, on the updates. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, so you get your chance to do that in the third hour. We about to rock and roll. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. If you're dealing with a dead battery, my daughter was dealing with a dead battery the other day. She called me up. She's young, you know. She's not used to this stuff. I had to tell her after we talked, I said, welcome to the world of responsibility, young lady. This is what I deal with. This is what I've been dealing with the last 30 years. When you were just showing up and dinner was on the table. When you were just opening your closet and clothes were in there. When you were just stepping into your room and there was a nice, comfortable bed for you. I was dealing with adult responsibilities. I mean, I said it nice and cute because I wasn't gutting on her. I was just saying, welcome to my world. But anyway, she had a dead battery, Rob. So I sent her over to where else? America's number one battery destination, AutoZone. They offer free battery services, free battery testing, free battery charging. So next time you are dealing with the adult responsibilities of car trouble, it happens. It happens to all of us. Head on over to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. All right, Rob, speaking of adult problems, the Nets got some bad news today. I mean, it just seems like, look, they've had a bunch of good news. Putting this team together, Blake Griffin wants to come. LaMarcus Aldridge wants to come. Obviously, he ended up retiring, but
they
had
kept
a lot
winning
of good news.
Despite all the, right, they won at a ridiculous pace.
Yep.
But it doesn't seem like they can get everybody together. The band just continues every time you think.
Every
It'll
time.
Be great to watch the last 10 or 15 games, Chris, or whatever's left, 12. See what they when they put it all together. Here we go with Harden with the setback, so we don't know what his status is.
Well, Harden, he was to give him the news, he was working out today or Monday and experienced a setback in his hamstring. He's been out, missed the last six games with a hamstring injury. And he was working out, thought he was nearing a comeback. And he felt something. And then the test results, the MRI, revealed that he indeed had another setback. So Steve Nash actually, Rob, used this phrase. We're back to square one. And he said, we'll get him back whenever we do. And, you know, we'll see when that is. Now, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 games left.
Right.
And remember, Rob, he came back a few weeks ago, Harden, could only play 4 minutes. Yeah, I think he played 4 minutes.
But that was one, like he missed a game and then tried to come right back. Right. Right. And then
remember, Kevin Durant was out 6 weeks.
Right.
With a hamstring injury. And so, Rob, look, you know I've been high on Brooklyn. You've been high on Brooklyn. I will make, as you and I tend to do on this show and I do elsewhere, I'll make my official pick before the playoffs. I've liked Brooklyn. I've said I think they're going to win it. But, Rob, I'm getting the feel. It's very reminiscent for different reasons, but it's very reminiscent of what the Clippers went through last year. Now, the Clippers kind of had some attitude problems. They were, you know, taking the regular season lightly, a little overboard with the low management. They had some locker room issues, culture issues. The Nets, I believe, Rob, I really believe their stars are on the right page, on the same page.
Yeah, that's not an issue. And it seemed like also, Chris, the players who were left over with the Nets from the other group, that they were good. That they were right. They were integrated. There was no animosity,
Bruce
no
Brown.
Issues. Yeah, like
Joe Harris.
Those guys
Jeff
get the
Green,
ball, right? They get to play. It ain't
Nick
like
Claxton,
they're standing
yep.
around and just those three are playing, or you know, when they were able to
they
play.
They seem like they felt and knew we're part of something special.
Exactly.
And
yep.
you know, we all will rise if we win this thing. And so I'm with you on that. I don't think you can say 100% there's no concern about where Kyrie could be mentally. Seems fine now, but could he have an issue? Yeah, possible for sure. But for the most part, I felt good about their mentality. I felt good about their – even the defense, Rob. Since the All-Star break, they've been middle of the road defensively, which is all they need with that offense. But the two problems, the injuries and the lack of time on the floor together. And that it just is feeling like, Rob, it's not meant to be this year.
I'm not there. Yeah, I'm not there. Because I just have to wait and see who else is there. Where's LeBron and them and AD?
Well, that's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Like, today it was announced yesterday, Rob, that LeBron's going to be out a little longer.
Right.
Like a
he's
few
not
more
ready.
Weeks. So he's, right. Yeah, people thought he might be close. Right.
So that's what I'm saying. I just don't
I'll
know.
Give you that.
Yeah. I just got to wait and see. Like, and then Damian Lillard, right, Chris? He just got hurt.
Hamstring.
He's going to be out of hammy.
And so they weren't a threat, but it's still.
No, but just right.
Yeah, your point is well taken. Yeah.
We just have to wait and see. Like we can still feel like, I think, like if this team is together and they're healthy, I think they have a great chance to win. When this playoff started, and I told you before the season, I liked when it was Harden. I mean, when it was KD and Kyrie, I liked that team. Remember, I told you that beginning before they even got Harden.
You picked Harden them to win. You picked them to win the East with that team.
Yeah, I did with that team.
I picked them as well to win the East. I didn't pick them to win at all until they got Harden.
Exactly, and then you changed. But you were right on there with the team that they had in place.
Right.
So we got to see who's healthy. Obviously, if it's only Kyrie playing when the playoffs start, they're not winning anything.
No.
But if those guys, they take their time, get themselves together, they got time. The season playoff doesn't start next week. They got time. But it's imperative that they get all together. And, yes,
oh my God,
I'm with you that – it hurts a little bit that they didn't get enough playing time, and this will be a unprecedented situation where
it would be unlike anything we've ever seen, Rob.
Right, come together and put together and win a championship in their first year when they didn't even play together that much during the regular season. That would be incredible.
And I think, Rob, and I have nothing but respect for Kyrie. Somebody was asking me the other day who are the most entertaining player in the league. Who did I enjoy watching the most? And I said, Steph!
Have you seen him
lately? And then I said, you know who else, though? Kyrie?
I love watching Kyrie. Yes,
best handle we've ever seen in the league.
Look at the way he finishes at the rim, Chris. He's
great finisher. Can make every shot. But, Rob, I think he's their third best player, which isn't. That is not a criticism. I mean, they got two of the top 17, 18, 20 players of all time in James Harden and Kevin Durant. But I feel like if I knew they were going to have Durant and Harden, who are the two that are injured, actually, if I knew that they'd have those two and maybe not Kyrie, I think I'd still pick them to win the East with just Harden and Kyrie. Mm-hmm. I mean, Harden and Durant. I'm not so sure about any other combination. And so we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in on the Nets big three. Do all the injuries and just the lack of time together on the floor for the Nets big three give you cause for concern about their ability to win the title?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it's time for you guys to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. The Nets, to me, like I said, it's starting to feel like Clippers. Just not meant to be. James Harden goes down with another setback. Kevin Durant still out. What do you think? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple.
All right, let's kick it off with Bryce in Oklahoma. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Bryce?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's
up, man?
So here's the problem with the Nets, man. I mean, there's all the talent in the world, and nobody can argue that, right? But the playoffs is a gauntlet, and there is nobody on that team that is mentally tough. You got Party Harden, you got Kyrie, who's a little bit of a head case, and you got Durant, who is just
they got three championships. Come on, man. I don't buy that.
I get it, but here's the thing.
Hold on. I'll let you talk.
Go ahead.
To just say that they're soft and no, Kyrie came back from a 3-1 deficit against the 73 win Warriors, okay, and made the biggest shot to win the series. Kevin Durant beat LeBron James twice. Come on.
With arguably the toughest player that we've ever seen in the playoffs, and LeBron James leading that team, we saw Durant do it with the Golden State Warriors, with one of the mentally toughest teams we've ever seen. Steph Curry, everything rolls off that dude's back. Nothing bothers him. Klay Thompson, that dude just goes out there and does his job. Draymond's a little bit of a head case, but he can guard five positions. They've always had to have that supporting cast around them. Their mental makeup is identical to each other.
What they haven't had, and I said this the other day, Durant has not,
thanks
to me, led a team to the championship. He was the best player, but that was Steph's team. Kyrie, obviously LeBron, that was LeBron's team, and Harden hasn't won one. But, you know, I just think my thing, Rob, isn't the lack of mental toughness, but if you just don't have that history together, when the going gets tough, when you're in a knockdown, drag-out series and the other team is really D'ing you up pretty well, do you naturally revert to your instincts, Kyrie to take it, Durant to take it to the hole, Harden to take it? You know, like, that's – if you don't have that muscle memory collectively, then it can make it tough. I'm not – you know, like I said, I'll make my official pick before the preseason, but I got concerns.
No, I hear that if people aren't available, then obviously it's hard to pick somebody, but I'm just not ready to throw in the towel and think that they can't get it together or they can't get there. If you told me the playoffs start tomorrow, then it's all bets are off. I'm with you. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Andre?
What's going on, guys? Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good evening, depending on what part of the country you're in. But to the business, we know what Mike Tyson said. Everybody has that good plan until you get socked in the mouth. And the Nets are going to get socked in the mouth, and who they have been during the regular season is who they're going to be in the postseason, and that's why there's serious concerns about this team. There will be an injury to one of the big three in the playoffs, in a dogfight, and then the question is going to be, it doesn't matter who's going to, can they pull it together and move forward? And I'm sorry, they're not the favorites. They're not the odds-on favorites to me anymore, because Philly with Daryl Morey and Doc Rivers and some, they
Doc
have
Rivers history. What history does Daryl Morey and Doc Rivers have about getting a team to the championship? Please help me,
that's
Andre.
That's outstanding, Rob. They don't have the history.
Okay, No, Andre, I'm just trying, before you crown those guys, Doc Rivers is in Philadelphia for a reason. He had the team, Chris, last year that everybody picked. Am I right?
He had the roster. He has
Come
seven
on,
years.
Man.
And look, I'll give Doc this. He's done a good job this
I'm
year.
I'm not. I'm
but
just
he
being
has a, 7 years. Yeah, he underachieved with the Clippers.
Yes.
And
that's why he ain't
coached.
Come on, let's just be honest.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Doc knows that. If they would have done what they were supposed to do, Chris, and they got to the Western Conference final and even lost, that would have been a step in the right direction for that franchise. They couldn't even do
Absolutely.
That. And they were up 3-1. So I'm not ready to punch Doc Rivers and Daryl Morey's ticket. I'm not.
I hear you.
Sorry.
And Morey's never been to the finals.
Right. Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Mark.
Okay.
What's up, brother?
All right, there we go.
First of all, thanks for the monologue, guys, and touching what we all needed to be in tune with. So that was well said by both.
And you know what, Mark?
Thank you.
You know what, for people, there are people out there don't want to hear it, turn the station. I'll tell you that. Chris and I are not going to come on this show and act like that didn't happen. Like it's not important to us. It is important.
That's the lead story on ESPN.com.
Of course it is. It's the biggest story in the country.
And it has affected sports. So, yeah.
Yes. anyway, real quick to this. Mr. Parker, you did pick them to win it all. You know why? It's because you bet me a pair of Jordans versus a pair of Black Stacey Adams. Yeah, I'm not letting you off the hook,
No, don't worry about it. Look.
Mark, if two of the big three are hurt, are you going to hold him to that?
No, I lose. I would pay up.
That's not a fair bet. I'm just saying he did pick him to go all the way.
Something siding with me, you know that.
I would pay up the bet.
Rob would do it because he feels about my bet with him.
Let me tell you this.
I won't do that.
Mark, let me say this too. The other part is I know I got a bet with Plaxico Burress for a pair of off-white Jordans.
He bet me
that they won't get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'll take that.
I hope they get there, but I don't think they will because they have an issue that I see. I used to be a 16-year track coach. I used to run track. Those dudes got soft tissue, hamstring issues, and especially hard. And I'd be concerned because he tried to come back too early. Sometimes those things take weeks, months to heal, and his usage rate has been high all year. I'd be more concerned with Harden than I am Durant because he tried to come back and he just did it again. So keep an eye on that hamstring because he may have a problem.
Let me ask you this, Mark, with your background in track. You're seeing injuries all over the league.
I was going to say,
do you think this is a result of the short offseason, only 71 days, whereas they usually get almost twice as much?
Yes. Legs can only jump, run, stop, cut so much before you start to have ankle, quad, hamstring injuries. That's what you're seeing, ankle, quad, hamstring injuries. They're popping them all over the place. They're having these injuries. So, yes, I do think that. They got forced into that bubble. Then it was condensed. Then they had a short period of time off. Then they come right back, and they were at it again. And you can just see all across the league, I personally believe that these soft tissue injuries – have a lot to do with the last year and a half. I really do.
Yeah, it's a lot of injuries, man, and it's bad. Thanks, Mark, for the information, and thanks for the call. We appreciate you.
It really is, Rob. It you can't run these guys out there like they're a bunch of robots.
And I get it, Chris. The money was on the table.
Right. They benefited because they wanted the money, too. So it's not all the league. But they did want to start later. Maybe that would have made a difference, but – they're certainly paying the price now, Rob, because it's like every other day you look up a top player's having some type of injury. So, all right, it's the Odd Couple. Big news in the NFL. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Big news in the NFL, and it's not draft related. It's about Mike Tomlin, the Steelers head coach the last 14 years. He just signed a 3-year contract extension that runs through 2024. Now, this is what the Steelers do. They've only had a few coaches, Rob G. How many in their history?
Three.
They've had somebody before Chuck Noll. They have Chuck, but since I've been alive,
I don't even remember Chuck Noll.
Bill Cowher and Mike Tomlin. Yeah, I'm guessing they had somebody before. I'll look it up. But this is what they do, Rob. Now I'm gonna throw this question at you: is Tomlin that good and deserving? Or is this just a result of, hey, it's the Steeler way?
I'm going to say it's the Steeler way.
Mm.
And
wow.
Tomlin's done a good job. He's won a Super Bowl, Chris. I'm not sitting here trying to bash Mike Tomlin. Not at all. That team fell apart last year. Had an embarrassing playoff loss. Terry Bradshaw, one of the most decorated ex-Steelers, calls him a cheerleader and they have issued with players, locker room. There's been some stuff. Don't get me wrong. They keep winning games and always stay above 500, right? He's never had a season under 500. But it ain't like it's been smooth sailing and everything's been great. But this is what the Steelers did. Did he earn another contract? Sure. I'm not going to sit here and say he didn't. But if you had any kind of issues, remember, the worst 11-0 team I'd ever seen. It all came apart at the end. They got embarrassed in the playoff game. They didn't look like they were ready from the start. If you remember, Chris, the first play, didn't the ball go into the end zone, right? On a bad snap? It was ugly.
And I couldn't. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, that's it. I'm just saying.
I couldn't disagree more. I think Mike Tomlin is a very, very, very good coach and absolutely deserved his contract extension. In fact, they should have given him a longer one. Maybe he didn't want a longer one, but he should be there for the foreseeable future. This dude is legit. Rob Parker never had a losing season. Never. 14 years, never won. Bill Belichick's had losing seasons. This guy's never had one. He's made the playoffs 9 of his 14 years.
How many championships?
One, but hey, that's no, it's hard asking. To win in the NFL.
I'm just asking.
I'm just saying, like, one ain't nothing to sneeze at. You know, Pete Carroll's got one. He's viewed as a really good coach. So, and he's been to two, but he's got one. And you looked at, and I agree with you. I mean, I never thought the Steelers last year were a real threat to win the Super Bowl, or let's say winning, a threat to Kansas City.
We talked about that.
But to me, Rob, that is a sign of how good of a job Mike Tomlin did. That team wasn't that talented. That team wasn't that good for him to get them to 11-0. That was a feather in his cap. And if you had said before the season, they're going to be 12-4 and make the playoffs. Man, who wouldn't have taken that? Just because of the way it happened, 11-0 and then 1-4, people thought of it as a disappointment.
Well, and the playoff loss. You got to admit that was embarrassing.
Was bad. It was bad, but this dude can coach. He's the only coach that's been able to handle Antonio Brown for more than half a season. Some of them couldn't even get out of training camp with him. So, I got to give the dude his props. Rob, Mason Rudolph, when I saw him go 8-8 with Mason Rudolph at the helm, I knew. I said, you know what? This dude can coach. So, I think he deserved it, Rob. I think it's well deserved.
But it is, this is the Steeler way, though. I mean,
yes, and I think that's a good way, though.
That's all I'm saying, right? They would rather just stick with a guy and keep going. You know what I mean? Because that's what they've done. Bill Cowher only won one. Chuck Noll, right? Won
he
how
won
many?
Four, of course. Four.
Yeah, he won four.
And they did have several coaches before him. I'm not sure if that may have been when the Rooneys took over, Rob.
Right.
And then
but they don't mess around. They got three. And how long was Chuck Noll coach, Chris? Do you have those numbers? Was he coached for 20-something years?
After
he was
the
like coached for 20-something years.
And all those guys, he went through some rough years. So it fell off. I mean, he actually, Rob, he missed the playoffs 6 of his last 7 years.
Yeah, it was
so
bad at the end.
But he coached there for 22 years.
But see, even they didn't put him out. You see how bad
was?
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what they do. And they were like, okay. Now, most teams in the NFL, Chris, would have pulled the plug. You missed the playoffs 6 out of 7 years?
Well, you saw, and I didn't really like when he did it, but I guess it turned out to be the right thing, what Jerry Jones did with Tom Landry.
Yep.
Landry was a legend.
It was shockwaves when that happened, Chris.
Oh, my gosh. You fired
vividly.
Tom Landry? How do you do
that? Yes, it was shockwaves.
But, Rob, here's the thing. The Steelers, I think the Steeler way is the right way. They got 6 Super Bowls. That's as much as any other franchise. Only people entity with more Super Bowls than the Steelers is Tom Brady.
Did he play by himself?
It's actually true.
Did he play by himself?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, it's just a fact. You know, it is what it is. But no, I think it was a great move by the Steelers. I think this is the right way to do it. Now, look, Rob, if you got a clown in there, right, and he don't know what he's doing, you got to get rid of him. You don't just keep a coach for the sake of stability, right?
Right.
He's got to be competent. Yeah. And I think that obviously Tomlin deserved it and is competent. And this is a good move by the Steelers. 2 hours left for the Odd Couple. You know what to do. Keep it locked.